Good day, and welcome to USDA Radio Studios in Washington, featuring the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency, Val Docini. It's now my pleasure to introduce FSA Administrator Val Docini.
Thank you, Rod, for that introduction. Earlier today, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack provided farm owners and producers one additional week, that is until April 7th, to choose between the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Coverage Program. These, of course, are the safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. Also extended to April 7 is the final day to update yield history and to reallocate base acres. As you know, those deadlines had been set for March 31 prior to today's change. Secretary Vilsack said that this is an important decision for producers because these programs help farmers and ranchers protect their operations from unexpected changes in the marketplace. And thus far, we've seen about 98% of owners who've already updated yield and base, and about 90% of the producers have enrolled in either ARC or PLC. But this additional week will give these producers a little bit more time to have the final conversations, review their data one more time, and visit their local FSA offices to make these important decisions. I want to remind everyone that if no changes are made to yield history or base acres by the deadline, the farm's current yield and base acres will be used. And if no program choice is made between ARC or PLC, there will be no 2014 crop year payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage for the balance of the Farm Bill. If a farmer has already contacted his or her FSA office and scheduled an appointment with our staff, then they've met their deadline. But these safety net programs provide important financial protection against unexpected changes, as I mentioned, and we've done strong education and outreach around the nation since last September. We've sent approximately 5 million educational postcards. We've conducted over 5,000 public meetings. We've had over 400,000 folks attend these meetings around the country. We've developed web-based online tools with Texas A&M and the University of Illinois. We've done a number of different things to ensure that everyone who wants to know about the programs has enough information to make a thoughtful and well-informed decision. And I'm just here today to announce that producers need to get in by the 7th of April to sign up for these important programs.